Well, today marks the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the Armenian Genocide, when Ottoman Turks killed more than a million Armenians during World War I. Turkey refuses to call the killings genocide, and in what critics say is an attempt to avoid trouble with Turkey, even President Obama avoided the word genocide in a statement yesterday, referring instead to a massacre and a dark chapter of history. Well, in California, an Armenian student at Fresno State University is marking the anniversary with music. He organized a showcase featuring music by contemporary Armenian composers. Alice Daniel of Here and Now contributing station KQED has our story.
Jose's not here, although he's on his way, I guess.
The cacophony in the Fresno State Concert Hall sounds like a jarring modern composition, but it's not. No, this is what happens when a speaker blows just minutes before the start time.
Now is the time. It's 8 o'clock, so go ahead. Just let them know between 5 and 10 minutes.
But senior Joseph Bohigian doesn't sweat it.
Less than that, probably, but say 5 to 10 anyways.
Yes, the concert is starting late. Yes, he's been planning it with the university's new music ensemble for months. But what can he do?
It's out of my hands.
Minutes later, the speaker is fixed. The doors open. On this night, percussionist Bohigian debuts his composition in the shadow of Ararat, an iconic mountain that looms over the Armenian capital, Yerevan. Bohigian grew up hearing stories firsthand about the Armenian genocide, which started in 1915. His great-grandmother was a little girl living in the village of Tokat when the Ottoman government began its campaign to deport or kill all Armenians.
All of her family, except for her and her mother, were killed either in Tokat or when they were marched down to the Syrian desert. She had, I think, 5 or 6 siblings, and they all died.
In the 1920s, she came to Fresno, where a large Armenian community still exists. And she wrote a memoir called Sirenush, My Child. Bohigian says it's a testament to the Armenian spirit, one he wants to celebrate by spotlighting contemporary Armenian composers.
We survived and we're creating all these great things still. So, I mean, the goal was to get rid of Armenians, but it didn't work.
The concert is a diverse menu of sound from composers who live in Armenia and on both coasts here in the U.S. Take New Yorker Eve Baglarian's Waiting for Billy Floyd. It has an Americana feel with its many instruments, including a guitar, violin, and vibraphone.
She recorded sounds when she was going down the Mississippi River and used that as sort of the background for the piece. And something that was completely different was Charles Amerkanian's piece, which is purely electronics and uses elementary Armenian phrases.
Charles Amerkanian is the executive director of the contemporary music organization Other Minds in San Francisco. He grew up in Fresno, singing with his grandparents in the local Armenian Congregational Church. His concert piece is a sound poem he recorded in Sweden decades ago. He says he went through the entire Stockholm phone book trying to find an Armenian who could help with the pronunciation, but he couldn't find anyone.
So I just decided, well, I can pronounce these words, I'll record them myself. But I had no idea that I was mispronouncing one of the key words at the end of the piece. The word apple is khunzor, and I'm saying khunzor. And the word is repeated on and on and on for 2 minutes. And, of course, Armenians, when they hear it, think it's just ridiculous.
When Armenia became independent in 1991, there was very little electricity, but lots of music. Amerkanian visited Yerevan soon after. Groups of artists, including his relatives, would get together in the evenings and take turns performing by candlelight.
They'd sing and dance all night. They simply were so accustomed to being on stage or to performing music as amateurs if they weren't professionals. So wherever you find Armenians, you're going to find music.
Armenians and music. One way, says Joseph Bohigian, to remember the past and look to the future. And one reason why he also made sure to include the most well-known living Armenian composer, Tigran Mansourian, in this piece titled Five Bagatelles. For Here and Now, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.